It all depends what you're going to get on the night. All right, so the next one is called Connoisseur in a Fetish Club. It's actually based on a true story. Unfortunately, I found myself at Pride in Antwerp, and they were having like a Mr. Bear World competition or something. So basically all these hairy men there and whatever. And bless the poor women who work behind the bar, because they're all temp staff and they'd never seen anything like this before. There were people on leashes dressed up with like dog masks and things, and they were just like, oh my God, I'm petrified. And then I went to the toilet and something really strange happened. So this is what the poem is about.
Literally the watershed.
Literally the watershed. I stride over and I take a leak. He reaches out his plastic cup and catches my yellow streak. And with a wink and a nod, he toasts me. And he toasts and he toasts and he toasts me. And gulps down golden rain. Sweet homemade lemonade.
Sweet.
And as I turn to get lost among the leather and the vinyl, the bears and the dross, I think to myself, next time I'll offer a champagne flute. Serve it sparkling like Verve Reserve 42. By the bottle rather than by the glass. And I would ask if it quenches his thirst, or if he's testing me for diabetes. It's good to know there's value even in piss casually discarded. Like water to sluicing wine, in the right hands, the juices change, become sublime. So the next one. Thank you.